News Talk 1620 WTAW. The afternoon drive interviews presented by United Way, the Brazos Valley. Give, advocate, volunteer, and live united. Visit them online at facebook.com/UnitedWayBV. I'm with Texas Hospital Association's Vice President of Advocacy Communications, Lance Lunsford. He's going to explain to us the significance of St. Joseph Health System President Odetta Bolano being elected to the THA's 2014 Board of Trustees.
We're proud that we can add one for the Bryan College Station area to represent our hospitals there. Obviously, this is a good opportunity for healthcare and the patients that are serviced there to have a representative from that region. What we really do at THA is influence and try to make sure the best healthcare policy gets implemented at the state level. That's making sure that we're reaching out to legislators and touching base to ensure that the right legislation is passed, the best legislation is passed that's going to affect patients and hospitals to provide very good care. That I think a key opportunity for any of the board members is really ensuring that THA internal policy has a feel for what's actually going on at hospitals with administrations that affect caregivers and ultimately patients.
So does Odetta have any new responsibilities, or what does this mean for her?
Well, largely it's an opportunity for board members like yourself to go in and really make sure that THA policy aligns with what's going on in our hospital communities. So making sure that any kind of policy that we're going to go out and promote to legislators ultimately makes sense when it's being put into place, whether it's rulemaking or actual legislation, making sure that it makes sense in the hospitals where care is provided.
Okay, and out of curiosity, how was she selected, and out of how many people?
Well, our board members are elected. They are they do put in a application in many cases, and sometimes they're asked to apply, or they're asked to be on the board. It's hard to say. We have 490 hospitals that we represent in the state, making up 369 healthcare professionals, and each of those facilities has a CEO, so this is definitely your cream of the crop group. They'll go into some of them will rotate after 3 years, but it's a big opportunity really for about a 3-year stint of major influence on healthcare policy in the state.
Okay, and so does she have to do anything specific during these 3 years?
Well, we have, a variety of opportunities for our board members to engage. We have a lot of board meetings here at quarterly at THA. Some of those are in Austin. Some of those are out in the field, depending on most of them are in Austin, in close proximity to the Capitol. And so a lot of times at these meetings, that's where we'll go over a lot of the policy. And so she has a chance to really engage. I guess that's where the opportunity is engaging THA to ensure that her perspective on the care that's provided in Bryan College Station is seen by the state as a whole. This is a group of people that really shapes the future of healthcare in Texas. They develop a vision for a unified healthcare delivery system, and pursues new strategies that advocates for models for promoting the right care at the right time for Texas patients.
All right. Thank you so much. That's Vice President of Advocacy Communications for the THA, Lance Lunsford, telling us about President Odetta Bolano of the St. Joseph Health System's election to the Board of Trustees for 2014. That's today's Afternoon Drive interview presented by United Way, the Brazos Valley, on News Talk 1620 WTAW.